Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is an anniversary show. I started on the 10th of July, 1982. You can do the math on that if you want to. It was a Saturday night. I worked 10 to midnight. And this being 7-11-10. And I'd like to start with Fats Waller and his rhythm. 1936. Why Do I Lie to Myself About You? J. Fred Coots wrote it, Benny Davis assisting with the lyric. And longtime rhythm guitarist in Walter's band in the 30s, Al Casey, gets a solo.
Such misery deep down inside. Though I make it deep, I'm happy. Still, if the truth were known, my
My heart is aching, nearly breaking. Spend 1 minute with you, I'm done.
I love you still, baby. I always will, yes, it's true. But I lied to myself about you. Oh, you dirty dog, you. See there, there you go. Start plugging that ball straight. That ain't fair. No, no, no. Stop there. Oh, yeah. Revenge, revenge with music, yeah. Re-ra-ra, 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 yeah. Doubt me. But I'm telling you, baby, you'd be much better off without me. Yes, yes. I'm murder. I'm a solid killer. Yes. And I'm just the kind of a boy, just the kind of a boy who could never play for it. I know you wouldn't want that. You wouldn't stand for it. And you're too sweet and too kind of a girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd always want to be square. Yeah, I don't blame you. That's right. It's so hard to let you go, but it's only because I know that you're not the kind of a girl for a boy like me. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Fats Waller and his Rhythm for Victor Records, 1936. Why Do I Lie to Myself About You? Written by J. Fred Coots and Benny Davis. And You're Not the Kind, written by band leader, composer Will Hudson. Herman Autry, trumpet, Gene Cedric, clarinet and tenor. Waller, vocal, piano, and celeste. Al Casey, guitar, Charlie Turner, bass, and Yank Porter playing the drums. Fats Waller and his Rhythm. Will Hudson, who wrote You're Not the Kind, had a few big hits. This one, probably more than any.
Thank you.
Written by Will Hudson, performed first by the Benny Goodman Quartet, 1936 for Victor Goodman, clarinet, Teddy Wilson, piano, Lionel Hampton vibes, and Gene Krupa on the drums. Art Tatum, Hollywood, 1955 for Clef Records, and his version of Moon Glow. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
LeConnor Chamber of Commerce, announcing things to do in LeConnor during the month of July, including the biennial Japanese quilt exhibit at the Quilt and Textile Museum and the wildlife exhibit at Gallery Cygnus. Information at LeConnorChamber.com.
Well, let's see. Look at my notes here. Teddy Walters is next. He'd like to sing for you and play his guitar.
I took one look at you. That's all I meant to do. And then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk. My lips could move and talk. And yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
What is there to say?
And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. So livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you.
Teddy Walters playing his guitar and singing for you. Los Angeles, 1946, Musicraft. Orchestration and conducting by Manny Klein. My Heart Stood Still, written by Rodgers and Hart. And What Is There to Say by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg. I'd like to take you back to 1919 now, and the sound of the art at that time. Emerson Records. This is the Louisiana Five, and particularly important in this is the clarinetist Alcide Nunez. A big influence, not recorded very much, but he's here. Louisiana Five, Virginia Blues, 1919. Thank you. Louisiana 5, 1919 for Emerson Records. Virginia Blues, written by them. Charlie Pinelli playing the trombone. Alcide Nunez on clarinet. Joe Colley on piano. Carl Berger, banjo. And Anton Lada playing the drums. And that was, to use an old term, mind-blowing back at that time, because most music was read. Someone conducting with a baton and so on. And you hear those guys out at a dance somewhere. Where's the music? That kind of thing. Louisiana 5. On 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, support for KPLU comes from
Nature Consortium, restoring the West Duwamish Greenbelt and providing over 300 days of arts programming a year through a youth art program and the Arts in Nature Festival, August 21st and 22nd at Camp Long in West Seattle. More info at naturec.org.
I'd like to invite in now Mary Lou Williams to play piano for you. The time is 1936. The record company is Decca. Her bass player is Booker Collins, and her drummer is Ben Thigpen.
Thank you.
At the piano, Booker Collins playing the bass, and Ben Thigpen, isn't that a great name? Ben Thigpen playing drums. Swingin' for Joy by Williams, and Clean Pickin' by her. And based on her friend Jesse Greer's composition, Just You, Just Me. And so we might hear that, Eddie Condon, his guitar, his band, 1946. They're going to give you Just You, Just Me, and then W.C. Handy's Atlanta Blues.
Thank you. up at Five Points talking with baby and me. Just she and me. Just one square away from old Peachtree. Peachtree. Possessions, 9 points of the law, it used to be. It used to be. 5 and 9 are 14 points, and they done took her from me. I know that I won't be satisfied if I have to grab a train and take a ride. If I make Atlanta with no place to go, just make me a pallet on the floor.
Eddie Condon and his orchestra, excuse me, 1946 for Decca Records. Just You, Just Me, written by Jesse Greer and Atlanta Blues, W.C. Handy. The vocalist on Atlanta Blues, John Bubbles, one of the great dancers of the 20th century. Max Kaminsky, playing trumpet, Fred Ohms, trombone, Joe Dixon, clarinet, James B. Johnson at the piano, Eddie Condon, guitar, Jack Lesberg on bass, and Davy Tuff playing the drums. You're listening to The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
ASG Partners, a locally owned merger and acquisition firm with more than 28 years of experience. ASG helps business owners increase the value of their companies before they sell. Details at ASGPartners.com.
I've spoken Gene Norman before. He put on some great concerts, which he called Just Jazz. Primarily in the 1940s and at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium in Pasadena, California. And he used the record company Hollywood Modern Records. Here is one of his issues with Charlie Shaver's trumpet, Willie Smith alto saxophone, Stan Getz tenor, Nat Cole at the piano, Red Norvo vibes, Oscar Moore guitar, Johnny Miller bass, and Louis Belson on drums. And if you hear kind of a break, it's because they're 10-inch 78s, and I had to flip them over. And so there are four sides for you to hear. It's all How High the Moon, written by Morgan Lewis.
Thank you. Thank you.
a concert presented by Gene Norman called Just Jazz at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium in Pasadena, California. Recorded by Hollywood Modern Records, 1947. How High the Moon was the composition. It was written by Morgan Lewis and is a standard in this art. Charlie Shavers played the trumpet. Willie Smith, alto saxophone. Stan Getz, tenor saxophone. Nat Cole, piano. Red Narvo, vibes. Oscar Moore, guitar. Johnny Miller, bass. And Louis Belson playing the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is an anniversary show for me. I started here at KPLU Saturday night, the 10th of July, 1982. And it's been a pleasure for me to be here all the time, and I want to thank again all the people who have been calling in and saying happy anniversary. Dave Pell now, tenor saxophonist and here clarinetist, 1947 in Los Angeles for United Artists. One called Root Beer, and one called Filet. Milt Rogers will do a little singing and plays the piano. Bob Bain, guitar. Judd Donat, string bass. And Dave Coleman from Seattle, longtime artist and drummer there, is here. Dave Pell Orchestra, 1947.
I've been thinking about all my drinking and how I'd get intoxicated. But since drinking root beer, I'm filled full of good cheer, and all I get now is carbonated.
A root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. A root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. A root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Sizzle, 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 sizzle. A root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. A root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. A root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Sizzle, 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 sizzle.
I didn't mind seeing eight-headed spiders. I didn't mind seeing five-legged tigers. But when the mouse in the wall gave a Bronx cheer, that is when I took to my root beer.
A root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. A root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. A root beer, sizzle, 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 sizzle.
By the bucket, from Maine to Mobile and back to Nantucket. Then I'd see monsters and gremlins with big ears. Now I sit home drinking my root beer.
A root beer, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. 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 Sizzle, 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 sizzle.
Thank you.
The Dave Pell Orchestra for United Artists Records in Los Angeles, 1947. Pell playing the tenor and the clarinet. Had a couple of calls, people who liked the band and like other things by Dave Pell talking about the clarinet sound. But, you know, I think that at a certain time, I mean, back into the 20th century, saxophonists, most of them, I think, started on the clarinet and then went to the saxophone. And they talk about the difficulty of the clarinet if it's the other way around. Root Beer and Filet, the two compositions. And Milt Rogers sang a little bit about Root Beer and played the piano. Bob Bain on guitar, Judd Donat string bass, Dave Coleman on the drums. Let's see, let's go to Robinsonville, Mississippi, 1942, and a Library of Congress record. The Library of Congress probably sent Alan Lomax down there to find Son House, one of the great guitarists and singers of the Mississippi Blues. And here he is for you, doing his own Pony Blues.
You know, I'm a farmer. baby. Well, in there was somewhere. You know, he's a sounding horn, and he's too blind bird. He's a tumbling pony, and a clown. He's too black man. You know, he's gonna get no more Chevrolet he never had. You know, I take him by the ring, and I led him around and round. I said, take him by the reins, and I led him around and round. You know, he's the best in the world, but he's the best of all been in that time. You know, he's a traveling horse, and he don't deny his name. He's a traveling pony, and he don't deny his name. You know, the way he can travel is a low down, oh, dirty shame. Why don't you come up here, pony? Now come on, please let us go. I say, come up, get up now, please call me, now let us go. Let we saddle on down on Gulfo or Mexico. You know the horse that I'm riding, he can foxtrot, he can lope and pay. I said, a pony I'm riding, he can foxtrot, he can lope and pay. You know, a horse with them in a gate, you know, I'm bound to win that race. He's a traveling horse, and he don't deny his name. He's a traveling pony, he don't deny his name. You know, the way he can travel is a lowdown, oh, dirty shame.
Breathtaking performances. Sun House in Robinsonville, Mississippi, 1942. His guitar, his voice, his composition, The Pony Blues. And recorded by the Library of Congress. I imagine a truck went down there with all the stuff in it that they needed, and there was quite a market for blues at that time, and they would go where the singers were. Been going on for a long time. I mean, it didn't start in 1942. Earl Hines now. I want to talk about Cavernism. It's a composition by Hines, the great piano player and band leader, and his chief arranger at the time, Jimmy Mundy, M-U-N-D-Y. And I'm going to go in reverse order. Earl Hines had a quartet at the Village Vanguard in New York City, 1965. Bud Johnson playing soprano and tenor. Hines at the piano. Gene Ramey, string bass, and Eddie Locke playing drums. And then go right directly to the Brunswick 1933 recording of Cavernism by Earl Hines and his orchestra. Hines piano and Walter Fuller's trumpet. Darnell Howard, great clarinetist and saxophonist, plays a beautiful violin solo. So two versions of Cavernism, both by Earl Hines, the first 1965 and the second 1933. Cavernism, written by pianist Earl Hines and Jimmy Mundy, and played first by Earl Hines with Bud Johnson on soprano and tenor, Gene Ramey bass, and Eddie Locke on drums, at the Village Vanguard in New York City in 1965, recorded by Columbia Records, and then the original Brunswick from Earl Hines and his orchestra in 1933, and their version of Cavernism with Hines piano, Walter Fuller's trumpet, Darnell Howard playing the violin. The rhythm section, Hines on piano, Lawrence Dixon guitar and banjo, Quinn Wilson tuba and string bass, and Walter Bishop on the drums. Right there. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. The support for KPLU comes from
City University of Seattle, celebrating CityWise, a philosophy that combines education with real-world experience. City University of Seattle believes that a successful education comes from all angles. More information is available at cityu.edu.
A request came in some time ago from Robert, who lives on Vashon Island. For those of you outside this area, Vashon Island sits in Puget Sound between Tacoma and Seattle. To get there, you take a ferry boat, and if you go the other way, you take the ferry boat to get off, or you row, or you swim, or inner tube, or whatever you'd like to do. It's a wonderful place. People live out there in cabins, and they gather driftwood off the beach and burn it to keep warm during the winter months. All that. And the sea life around. And Robert called and wanted to hear some Pine Top Smith and others like Pine Top. And for you, Robert, and all of you, Pine Top Smith.
I've been hanging around here for the last 5 years. Y'all don't seem to recognize old Pine Top's face. Now, every time that y'all catch old Pine Top drunk, any piano player around here can take my place. Now, my gal told me no longer than yesterday that some money had to come her way. Now, while I sing this verse, don't you all think that I'm through, but kind of listen to what I'm going to say to you. I used to have something, I ain't never had much, but now I ain't got nothing at all. Don't think because that you fly so high, you don't never have to fall. And don't mistreat a friend, cause it might be to your sorrow. You can be up today, you know, and it can be down tomorrow. Cause I used to have something, and I ain't never had much. But right now, I ain't got nothing at all. I ain't never had exactly what I'd like to have with people not in Four Pine Top's life. But I bet a man that I've had my share of trouble and of strife. Now someday a good thing is going to come my way. All of you all can watch and you're going to see. Now just like I'm sitting around here picking a piano for y'all tonight, sometime they're going to have to pay to see me. I used to have something, and I ain't never had much. But right now, I ain't got nothing at all. Don't think because that you fly so high, you don't never have to fall. And don't mistreat a friend, because it might be to your sorrow. You can be up today, you know, and you can be down tomorrow. Because I used to have something, because I ain't never had much. Right now, I ain't got nothing at all. Hear me talking to you? I used to have something, and I ain't never had much. But right now, I ain't got nothing at all. Don't think because that you fly so high, you don't never have to fall. And don't mistreat a friend, because it might be to your sorrow. You can be up today, you know, and you can be down tomorrow, because I used to have something, and I ain't never had much. But right now, I ain't got nothing at all. No, sir. That's all right. That ain't the first time I got broke in the crap game. That old dry bread over there asked me to lend me a quarter. Crying he just got broke. Now those flippers over there asking to lend me a dime for car fare. Talking about I had two good feet that would carry me any old where. Oh, well, nobody knows you when you're down and out. Now, when I was lucky and on the ground, I had lots of friends to hang around. But when my back was turned to the wall, it didn't seem like I had no friends at all. And I believe into my soul at that time I was on my last go-round. It was an unjust years that sent me down. Of course, I will admit sometimes I do go wrong. But if it was left to my friends, it seems like jail would be my home. All the boys, they know I'm a lucky mote. We'll spend my money, too. There ain't no joke. Take all my friends out for a good time. Buy them whiskey, champagne, and wine. But soon as I begin to fall so low, I can't hardly find a friend, no place I go. But if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it until the eagle grin. Because nobody sure don't know you. Friendly when you're down and out. In your pocket, not one penny. And all your friends, you have not any. But soon as you get on your feet, a lot of friends you sure can meet. But it's mighty strange, without a doubt, that nobody knows you when you're down and out. Now nobody sure don't know you. When you're down and out, in your pocket, not one penny, and all your friends, you have not any. But as soon as you get on your feet, a gang of gay catters, you sure can meet. But it's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. Mean when you're down and out.
Thank you.
Boogie Woogie, 8 to the Bar, left hand. And Pine Top Smith started 1929, Chicago, 2 by, not by him, but as composed by him, but as talked. And you could say it's vocal. I mean, it's, you know, speech is vocal. And his piano for Vocalion. Now, I ain't got nothing at all, and nobody knows you when you're down and out. Probably made famous by Bessie Smith more than anyone else. Then Charles Avery in Chicago, 1929, for Paramount, solo piano, Dearborn Street Breakdown. And then Jab Williams in Grafton, Wisconsin, at the Paramount record place. Solo piano and Jab Blues, written by him. And that was for Robert, who called in and said he wanted to hear Boogie Woogie and Pine Top and all that. And for you, all of you out there. And if you call, and there have been many who have called on this anniversary program, and I deeply appreciate it, but I can't chat very long because I have to get to the other callers and get back to talking about the music. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
summer sessions at Pacific Lutheran University, a time to enroll in graduate and undergraduate courses. Term 2 begins July 6th. Information online at plu.edu/summer or 253-535-8628.
That's an interesting record because there isn't any leader to speak of. It was put out by New Jazz Records in 1957, so I call it the New Jazz Ensemble. The name of the record is Coolin, C-O-O-L-I-N apostrophe. And Mal Waldron, who was on piano there, wrote the composition called Reiteration. Idris Suleiman, trumpet. John Jenkins, alto. Waldron, piano. Teddy Charles on vibes, Addison Farmer bass, and Jerry Siegel on the drums. Now they're going to do Matt Dennis Tom Adair composition called Everything Happens to Me, and it'll be Chase, that is, for someone else to do it. So we might hear Tom Adair's lyric, Frank Sinatra, with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra in 1941. Thank you.
cats creep across my path until I'm almost mad. I must have roused the devil's wrath, 'cause all my luck is bad. I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains. I try to give a party, but the guy upstairs complains. I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps, and every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps. Everything happens to me. At first my heart thought you could break this jinx for me, that love would turn the trick to end despair. But now I just can't fool this head that thinks for me. So I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye. There was even postage due. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me. I've never drawn a sweepstake or a bank night at a show. I thought perhaps this time I'd won, but Lady Luck said no. And though it breaks my heart, I'm not surprised to see you go. Everything happens to me. Everything happens to me.
Everything happens to me a couple of times. First, Idris Suleiman playing the trumpet, Mal Waldron piano, Teddy Charles vibes, Addison Farmer string bass, Jerry Siegel drums for New Jazz Records, 1957. And then Frank Sinatra giving us the verse and the chorus and the lyric of Tom Adair, singing with his boss, Tommy Dorsey, and his orchestra, 1941 for Victor Records, and a beautiful arrangement for them by Axel Stordahl. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Ralph Burns played the piano in Woody Herman's band in the 40s and did arrangements for him. And he wrote a long piece, which we're going to hear now, called Summer Sequence. There are four parts. The first three parts came out in September of 46. The fourth part came out in December of 47, and I'll break in and talk about that. Summer Sequence by Ralph Burns, Woody Herman and his orchestra, work by Chuck Wayne on guitar and Bill Harris on trombone, and Woody's clarinet or alto, and Burns at the piano. And here are the first three parts of Ralph Burns' Summer Sequence. Thank you. Woody Herman and his orchestra in September of 1946 for Columbia Records, and Summer Sequence, Parts 1, 2, and 3, written by the pianist and arranger and composer Ralph Burns. And as I said, Bill Harris trombone and Chuck Wayne's guitar and Woody Herman's clarinet and alto. The fourth part, the final part, came 13 months later in December 1947. And we know it now, pretty much what happened was that the final part, you're going to hear the sax section do something, and it became a very popular composition called Early Autumn, which is, I think... what should be on the end of a summer sequence composition, and that's why I'm sure that Ralph Burns had that in mind. He plays the piano. Gene Sargent's the guitarist here. Ollie Wilson's trombone work and Herman's alto saxophone. And then Stan Getz comes in to play the tenor and joined by the sax section in the Early Autumn part. Part number four of Summer Sequence. Woody Herman, 1947. Summer Sequence by Ralph Burns, performed in 1947 in Los Angeles by Woody Herman and his orchestra. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bainbridge Graduate Institute, offering a sustainable business evening MBA in downtown Seattle, weekend MBA and certificate. Info session Thursday, July 8th at 6:30 p.m. at the downtown Seattle Library. Info online at bgi.edu. Business for the greater good.
In sometime in the late 40s, Charlie Mingus and Max Roach got together and formed their own record company called Debut. The reason they did that was because people were, I don't want to record your stuff. So, okay, we'll record our own stuff. And they did, and successfully so, and became even more important in the music as time went on. And they recorded Hazel Scott, her piano playing, and they joined her, Charlie Mingus on bass, Max Roach on drums. Like Someone in Love, Jimmy Van Heusen, Peace of Mind, written by Scott, and then Lament by J.J. Johnson, and I will go segue into J.J. and Kai Winding in 1954 doing J.J.'s Lament.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hazel Scott started that with her trio, meaning Charlie Mingus and Max Roach, with her for Debut Records in 1955. They did Like Someone in Love, a beauty by Jimmy Van Heusen, Hazel Scott's own composition, Peace of Mind, and then she did Lament by trombonist J.J. Johnson. Then, for Savoy Records, a year earlier, J.J. and Kai Winding and their band and their version of J.J.'s Lament. In that band, Billy Bauer guitar, if you're going to hear a piano, is Wally Cirillo. Mingus is here again, of course, and Kenny Clark on the drums. Blues for Trombone coming up, written by J.J. as well. And Bernie's Tune by Bernie Miller.
Thank you.
J&K, that's trombonist J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding, 1954 for Savoy Records. Billy Bauer guitar, Wally Cirillo on piano, Charlie Mingus bass, and one of my favorite drummers in all time, Kenny Clark. Blues for Trombone by J.J. and Bernie's Tune by Bernie Miller. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Once again, thank you to all of you who have called on this anniversary program. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Executive MBA program at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business. On Tuesday, July 14th, the EMBA program will host a barbecue and open house on campus. Details, times, and registration at foster.washington.edu/EMBA. LeConner Chamber of Commerce, announcing things to do in LeConner in the month of July, including the biennial Japanese quilt exhibit at the Quilt and Textile Museum and the Fishtown and Skagit River exhibit at the Museum of Northwest Art. Information at LeConnerChamber.com.
I'd like to go out today with Duke Ellington from 1938 and some Brunswick recordings that that band made. Ellington's band went a little bit more than 50 years and was one of the great artistic ensembles ever, and continued to grow, and I can't imagine how many compositions they did. Hundreds. Let's start with Stepping into Swing Society, written by Duke Ellington and Henry Nemo, featuring Johnny Hodges on alto and Harry Carney on baritone saxophone. Duke Ellington and his orchestra and his piano, and in most cases his compositions. Stepping into Swing Society, prologue to Black and Tan Fantasy, and then the new Black and Tan Fantasy. What Ellington was doing at this time was reworking some earlier material. Fine work by Johnny Hodges, alto, and Harry Carney, baritone saxophone, Cootie Williams, trumpet, Otto Hardwick's alto saxophone, Barney Bigard's clarinet, Joe Nanton on the trombone. Coming up, same band, same year, 1938, Riding on a Blue Note, Lost in Meditation, and The Gal from Joe's. Thank you.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington, 1938, we heard three, Riding on a Blue Note, Lost in Meditation, and The Gal from Joe's. Duke Ellington and his orchestra. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.